good to see everybody out this morning. Always a blessed encouragement to be able to come out, to gather together, to worship with brother and sister in Christ. And just always happy to be here to just be uplifted as we start another week that God has blessed us with. Encouraged and just wonderful. I've been enjoying Bible class already and already enjoying the services as we've gone through and singing with one another. I hope and pray that we all have been uplifted already so far and continue that way throughout the rest of the day. And what we've been studying in the adult class, we've been studying the minor prophets. And with the minor prophets, you get to understand how God spoke in that time frame, speaking to the prophets, using visions to speak to them. But even more than that, you know, most of the stories we tell the kids is the miracles that God had used and the signs that He had used under the Old Testament, even in the New Testament, as we get into the story of Christ and Him walking on water and Him healing the sick and feeding thousands of people. And, of course, even the apostles and some of the disciples were given gifts of the Holy Spirit as they continued to teach the Word of God. And that's what they had done under this time frame, so that the Word of God could be spread. And yet, the question comes today sometimes is, do we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit today? And so the lesson this morning is why we don't. Why do we not have gifts of the Holy Spirit today? Why we don't have the gifts of the Holy Spirit today? And to go through the Word of God to explain this, go through the Bible, if you open up and follow along through the lesson this morning, to see that it points to a time in which the Holy Spirit would not be giving the gifts of miracles and the gifts of healing anymore. And that it has taken place, that we no longer have a need for those. And we'll get to that point as we get through the lesson. So my first point I want to look at, though, is asking the question, what are the gifts? What are these gifts of the Holy Spirit? So if you open up your Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and if you follow along with me, starting and in verse 8. 1 Corinthians 12, starting and in verse 8. Or starting verse 7. It says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. So one point to bring out of these verses is the fact that, once again, there's only one Spirit, one Holy Spirit that was giving these gifts. That they did not come up with these gifts on their own, and there wasn't many different spirits going out and passing them on, but only one. One Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, had gone forth and blessed men with these gifts. The gifts of wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, the gifts of miracles, prophesying, discerning of spirits, speaking in tongues, and interpretation of tongues. And understand, when we talk about this is gifts of the Holy Spirit. So when we're talking about wisdom and knowledge, understand we can have wisdom and knowledge today. But the gift of wisdom and knowledge at this time and point was that the Holy Spirit came up like the apostles. There in Acts chapter 2, up to that point in Acts chapter 2, the apostles were still questioning whether there was going to be a physical kingdom. They were still questioning certain things that they had learned from their Lord and Savior, and why He had to die, and why He ascended up to heaven, and why He didn't stay there. But once the Holy Spirit came upon them, they knew what needed to be done. They knew what needed to be taught. They didn't study it, though. They didn't sit there and study. They didn't sit there and open up the old law and look into it to confirm. But the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, was the Holy Spirit just gave them that knowledge of God.
and gave them the wisdom of how to use that knowledge, how to teach it, how to apply it in the right way. Whereas today, we have to study the Bible. We have to open up and search the Scriptures. So they had that knowledge. They had the gift of faith where there was no doubting what they were teaching, where they knew what they were teaching and what it was the truth, that they didn't waver in what needed to be taught because they had that gift from the Holy Spirit guiding them to teach the truth, to remind them of the things that Christ had shown them, had taught them. So this is the gift of the Holy Spirit. They had the gift of healing. Once again, we can get better from sickness today by taking antibiotics, by going to the doctor, by being healthy. But the gift of healing is when they were able to lay hands on somebody and God would heal them right away. Not with any medicine. Not with over a time period you'll eventually be able to start walking back. But someone who was completely lame, not able to walk at all, never walked in his life, so he doesn't know how to walk, all of a sudden getting up and running and jumping and joyful. That was the gift of healing. Not going to the doctor, spending a month or year there, and getting better over time. The miracles is simply the impossible. Things that were impossible, like walking on water. That's impossible to do. That miracles that God had given, prophesying, predicting the future, telling in detail of what would happen, what's going to happen. Once again, not studying the forecast and understanding from the years of data that we have, this means that we're supposed to get some kind of weather like this next week. Which they often get wrong, right? So, not the same thing as gifts of the Holy Spirit. Discerning of spirits. And I had a joke about this the other day with some of the brethren, and the fact that it would just be great to have this gift right here. All of them would be awesome. But being able to tell when someone comes to you to study with, to come into to worship here, knowing right away whether or not they were a false teacher or not. The gift of discerning of spirits. Knowing if they were here to spread false news, false word, false teaching. Being able to right away know. Speaking in tongues. Once again, we can speak different languages, right? If you're willing to study, I don't know anything. But if you're willing to study, willing to put in the work, you can learn other languages. The gift of speaking in tongues is that they can speak in a language without ever studying. They can speak in that language. All of a sudden, they were able to do it. In interpretation of tongues, once again, without ever studying it, being able to understand what is being said. And when someone's speaking in tongues or speaking a different language, you're able to do. So these are gifts of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gave them as He saw needed. Not everybody had every single gift. Understand that also. But these are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're talking about, whether or not they exist today. Whether or not there's a need for them today. Understand, there's a need for knowledge and wisdom. There's a need for faith. There's a time when we're sick and we need to get better. There's a time when we need to study the Word of God and understand what is for the future. What is to come in the end of times and after. There's times where it would be helpful to be able to speak a different language. But is there a need for these as gifts of the Holy Spirit? And in order to answer that, we need to know why there was gifts of the Holy Spirit in the first place. Why did God allow them to be sent upon this earth? Why did He send forth the Holy Spirit to give these gifts of the Spirit? So what are the purpose? What was the purpose of the gifts of the Holy Spirit? You open up your Bibles and follow along in John chapter 4 and verse 48. John chapter 4 and verse 48. Jesus, of course, had performed many signs and wonders. He had performed many miracles. He had healed many people. And as the people continued to follow Him, to see what He was going to teach, this is what He had to say. John chapter 4, 48. And Jesus said to them, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe." Here came down to it is that people had to see these signs, had to see these miracles, the gifts of healing, to believe
that he was the Son of God. They wanted to see it. Well, I don't believe that, this really happened, so show me another miracle. Well, I want proof, so feed everybody here. They continued it. They ended up starting to follow just because they wanted to see these signs, because they wanted to be fed as he fed others. And so they ended up coming for those more than for his teaching. But it was there to help them believe, to teach the word, and confirm the truth that was being taught. In Mark chapter 16, when Jesus is about to ascend up into heaven, and he's giving his last words to his disciples, the apostles here. In Mark chapter 16, you read there in verse 20. Mark 16 and verse 20. It says, "And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying of signs." Amen. Now you got to remember, at this time and point, they did not have a Bible. They were not able to open up it and go to Mark chapter 16 and verse 20 and say, well, this is why. They weren't able to go to Matthew. They weren't able to go to the book of Romans. They couldn't do that because they hadn't been written yet. So when the church began, and the Lord sent out his disciples to go and baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to go teach them the commandments of God, how do you prove that you're teaching the truth and what they're teaching over here is not? Well, they did it by teaching the Word of God, by using the gifts of the Holy Spirit of wisdom and knowledge to know what needs to be taught. And then proving, confirming that this is God's Word by the accompanying of a miracle, by proving with a healing of a sick. So people would see these things and say, this is the hand of God. We need to listen to what they have to say. So therefore, the Holy Spirit and His gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit at this time and point, was there to teach the Word so that people would believe, so that it would confirm that you are a speaker of the truth and not a false teacher, not a false prophet. In Hebrews chapter 2, once again, pointing at this same point, Hebrews 2, and then in verse 4, Hebrews 2. So in starting in verse 2, it starts to point out that these things were spoken through our Lord and Savior. And in verse 3, it says that these things were confirmed to us by those who heard them. So speaking of the disciples, speaking of the apostles at that time and point, they confirmed the word. They taught these things also. And in verse 4, it says, God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His own will. Once again, as Jesus spoke, but Jesus ended up leaving. He ended up ascending into heaven. So then the apostles went out and taught. And they went forth and laid hands on some people. And they received the gifts of the Holy Spirit also. And they went out and taught. And as they taught the Word of God, as they went and started the church, they proved that they were speaking the truth by the accompanying of signs by our Lord. That's the reason there were gifts of the Holy Spirit. It wasn't for our own gain. We don't read anywhere throughout the New Testament, throughout the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that when they had the gift of healing, that they were able to heal themselves. That when they were doing these things, that they prophesied for themselves to tell them what the lottery number was going to be. That they didn't go forth and do these things for themselves, but it was there for all. So that they could help teach the Word of God, so they could confirm that they were teaching the truth. That's the reason for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So the question comes out is, do we need these gifts today? And some might sit there and say, well, I think it would help me believe if I could see someone get healed as you walk through the hospital and heal everything. I think it would help me believe if I could see someone perform a miracle and walk on water and allow me to walk with them like Peter did with Jesus. But the thing is today, time has changed. And Jesus and our God has spoken of a time without the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Even with doubting Thomas. Thomas, who had to see Jesus in order to believe that he was raised from the dead, that he still lives today. What did Jesus say to him? You do well, you believe because you have seen
But those who come after you, us, will have to believe without seeing. But we have something that they didn't. We have the Word of God. We have the inspired Word that leads us to our faith today. We don't need the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This is the gift that He has blessed us with today. This is His Word. That He inspired these men to write so that we can have it. You open up your Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We often turn here to talk about love. We read how love never fails there in verse 8, the very beginning of it. It talks about all the things about love. But it says here, the point, the reason love is the greater gift. The reason love is better than the miracles, better than the healing of the sick, because it never fails and it will always be. Whereas it tells us these other things are coming to an end. So 1 Corinthians 13 verse 8 says, love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. So here it tells us, once again, it's not telling us that we can't have knowledge today, but the gift of knowledge, the gift of the Holy Spirit of knowledge, wisdom, prophesying, miracles, those things will cease. They will stop. They will be no more. That's what it tells us. And it even tells us when these things shall come to an end. And read there in verse 10, it says, but when that which is perfect comes. Now understand, it does not say when who comes. Because many will say, well, saying when Jesus comes again, then these things shall come. Because Jesus was perfect, He lived the perfect life, He was the Lamb without blemish. But it doesn't say when who comes, it says when that which comes. That which is perfect. So now the question comes in, is there anything perfect upon this earth? Is there anything that does not need an update? Is there anything that does not need a change and fit? The Word of God is perfect. In James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 25, not verse 2. James 1 and in verse 25. It says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful error, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Here it tells us, one who looks into the perfect law of liberty, the Word of God, the Bible that we have, is perfect. And that's what we're told in 1 Corinthians, is when everything shall come to an end, when it comes to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. These things shall cease when that which is perfect. Because the gifts were there to teach. The gifts were there to confirm. But now that the Word of God has been given to us, now that we can open it up and study and look into the Old Testament and plug it into the New Testament and see how it all works together. You know, we've been studying the Old Testament, and how many times have we brought it out in these minor prophets and say, how do you think they understood what was being said? When it was a foreshadow of Jesus, when it was a foreshadow of things to come, how do you think they understood as well as we can? Because they didn't know that these things were going to take place. They didn't see it take place. They didn't have the Word of God there to see and read and see how it did. But we do. We're able to do that. We're able to open up the Word of God and study it. Romans 10 and verse 17 tells us our faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. And this is the Word of God. This is the perfect Word of God that He has blessed us with. We have there in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16 and 17 tell us that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable and for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. Once again, here bringing out that the Word of God is perfect because it has everything that the man of God may be perfect, that the man of God may be complete. We have everything we need for teaching, for correcting, for instructing. Everything we need in order to teach the truth, in order to lead someone to our Lord and Savior for their sins to be washed away. Therefore, we don't need anything else. There is no need for the gifts of the Holy Spirit today because we have the Bible. We have His Word that leads us to Him, that can get you to heaven. So there's no need for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They have come to an end when the Word of God had been completed. There's some other points you could bring out when we talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. For one, that you can look and study that each time under in the book of Acts, when you see the church begin and you see when they pass on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, each time the gifts of the Holy Spirit were passed on, it was by the laying of hands of the apostles. We don't ever see it get passed on by anyone other than the apostles. So once again, if the by example, by the authority we see by examining through the Word of God, they are the only ones that can do it. Therefore, they can't be passed on to anyone else today. They can't be passed on to you. The final point that we look at is this, is if someone has claimed they have the gifts of the Holy Spirit, these gifts of the Holy Spirit, then they are a false teacher. Because we see through His Word, we see that the Word is the truth, the Word is all we need, and the Word of God says that these things are going to come to an end. They have come to an end. So if you want to know the truth, you want to know who God is, you want to know what you need to do in order to be saved, this is all you need. You need the Word of God. You need the Bible. And it will lead you in what you need to do. And as James 1:25 says, if you read it and you're not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, you will be blessed in what you do. So we want to extend the Lord's invitation this morning to any who desire to obey the gospel, any who desire to obey the truth that you have read, that you have studied, that you have been taught, and you can do that this morning. Be baptized in Christ and wash away your sins. And be baptized into the Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son. If there's anything else we can do for you, then let it be known. Stand.
Lord, I come to you this
Psalm 123.